learn a Torah of Rav Nachman, Torah Resh Pei Beis. This is a this Torah Resh Pei Beis is a famous Torah of Rav Nachman, and it's a very Yisodistic Torah, especially now, right after Yom Noraim, days of elevation. Sometimes there's a certain letdown. Passion isn't what it once was. Excitement isn't the same. This Torah Rav Nachman teaches about seeing the good and the big chiddush. Not enough to see the good in others. A person has to see the good in himself also. Same way you have to judge others favorably, you have to judge yourself favorably too. So last Torah in Likutei Maran Chelek Aleph, which is the first part of Likutei Maran, Rav Nachman, it's Torah Resh Pei Beis. Da, you should know, Ki tzarech ladan es kol adam lekaschus. You have to judge everyone favorably. Afilu mishu rasha gamur. Even someone who's seemingly completely wicked. Tzarech lechapes. One has to search. V'lim tzabo eza ma'at tov. Find in him a little something which is good. Shabosa ma'at eino rasha. And that little part of him, he's not wicked. V'yidei zeh shemo tzabo ma'at tov. Through finding this little good. V'dan oso lekafchus, and judging him favorably. Al yidei zemale oso be'emes lekafchus. Through this you can really put him into the side of favorably. V'yuchol ha'shivo b'tshuva. You can bring him back to do tshuva. So Rav Nachman here is putting together a bunch of concepts. A very big yesod, and chassidus, and really in Yiddishkeit. Deep down within the person is something which is good. Even a big rasha, deep down within the rasha is a nekuda tova. Tanya built his whole sefer on this, that there is an ahava mesuseres. There's a hidden love within every person. And even the worst rasha, deep down, has a tremendous love for Hashem. And the proof is that in moments of great sudden shock, like being told by Christians, convert to Christianity or else we'll kill you, the Jew's willing to give up his life. He's a Rasha, he's a thief, he's a Navarian, but suddenly he's willing to give up his life. What's going on? Because deep down he loves Hashem, and deep down he wants to stay attached to Hashem, and he doesn't want to disconnect from Hashem. But he doesn't hear with that voice. That voice is deep down, he can't hear it. He has static. When there's a shock, the guy is standing with the gun to his head. He said, oh my gosh, what about what I have deep within me? What he has deep within him, suddenly he hears it. So then he's willing to give up his life. There's a little bit that's really very good. It's so many stories of throughout Jewish history of people who were Rishayim. And then this deep Nakuda was awakened, and they came back. I was reading a book called To Remain a Jew by Rav Yitzchak Zilber. It's an amazing book. It's an autobiography of a Jew who stayed completely observant under the Soviet Union. Terrible persecutions. He literally couldn't go to school, because if he'd go to school, he'd have to be Machal Shabbos. His parents didn't want it to be Machal Shabbos, but it was illegal not to be in school. Miracles and stresses and such yisurim and dedication. It's unbelievable. So he writes that when he was in university, it's a miracle how he got into university. When he was in university, there were Jews who were the leaders of the League of Atheists. This is in Soviet Russia, where they said that religion is the opium of the masses. And these Jews used to attack him. How come on Shabbos we don't see you taking notes when they have classes in the university? How come you believe in religion still? How could you still believe in God? Aren't you a scientist? Science knows it's all fiction, fraud. How could you be an advocate of these things? And he writes how the children and grandchildren of these atheists, he later met them years later in Israel, getting bris milah, these grandparents saying to him, you know, you were right and we were wrong. The atheism and the communism is the real avodah zarah in the world. It's false religion. The right religion is the Jewish religion. Because deep down, even in the biggest rasha, there's a part that's good. And really wants to be close to Hashem. It's a famous story in the book Hasidic Tales of the Holocaust. Blujev Rebbe Zatzal related this story. It happened with him. Was in a slave labor camp, and there was a kapo, that was a Jewish policeman, who was worse, they said, even than the Nazis. He used to treat the Jews terribly. And a group of Jews came to the Blujev Rebbe, and they asked him to ask this kapo, his name was Schneeweiss, to ask him to, on Yom Kippur, give them some type of a job that wouldn't entail violation of Yom Kippur. The Rebbe didn't want to ask, it was very dangerous to ask. They put pressure on him, who's he to say no? So he went and he asked this kapo, and the fellow said, I can't do anything for the night of Yom Kippur, for Kol Nidre, you'll have to work then. But for Yom Kippur day, I'll arrange that you and your chevra will have work that's not a malacha. Yom Kippur night, it was really terrible, and they were beaten, and they worked in a rock quarry, and Chal Yom Kippur was terrible. Next day, they were put into this kapo called them aside, and he took them to the barracks where the SS lived. He said, clean the offices, clean the offices, clean the apartments, here are some rags. That's what you can do it without being Machal Yom Kippur. And they were all fasting. So here they're working on Yom Kippur, they're cleaning the offices, dusting, and while they're dusting, they're saying the tefillos. At 12 o'clock, a Nazi walks in with a tray, bread, soup, meat. I mean, these were things that were unheard of in the camp. The camp used to serve this watery liquid called coffee. It wasn't really coffee, it was just black liquid with some dirt in it, and some black bread. And he brings it in, he said, lunch has arrived. And everyone's continuing to do their things. He said, get up and eat, Jews. Nobody moves. Schneeweiss walks over to the Nazi, he said, today is Yom Kippur. Today, Jews do not eat. The Nazi gets so angry. He said, do you know who you're talking to? If you don't eat, you're sabotaging a war effort. You're working for our army. How dare you not eat? Tell them to eat. And the fellow Schneeweiss, who the Jews had said, some Jews were saying was worse than Nazis. It was worse than the Nazis. Stood up straight, said to the Nazi, today is Yom Kippur, and Jews don't eat on Yom Kippur. The Nazi pulled out a gun and he shot him dead on the spot. And then he walked out. So here's a Jew, seemingly a wicked Jew. But deep down is a tremendous attachment to Hashem. Jewish pride, attachment to the Jewish nation, loyalty to Hashem. It's a little part within him that's really good. Deep down, it's really good. There's a book that Art Scroll published. It's called The Saving of the Rebbe. It's about the Belz Rebbe, Reb Aaron Rokeach, how he survived World War II. It's miraculous. He was in Belz, and he went from Belz to a different part of Poland, which became the Russian zone, because Russia and Germany divided Poland. And he was there in the Russian zone, and then someone said to him, Rebbe, maybe we should get the Rebbe out to Hungary. He said, good, I'll go. He said, I want my brother to come with me. And they went together from Poland, from Russian-occupied Poland into Nazi-occupied Poland before the Nazis attacked Russia. It was in the Bachnia ghetto. It was in the Krakow ghetto. And then he was smuggled from Poland to Hungary in the middle of the war. smuggled. They hired a Hungarian soldier to drive him in a car from Poland to Hungary, and then from Hungary was smuggled out all the way to Eretz Yisrael. Got to Eretz Yisrael during the war. They say a story there that there was an informer, a Jew, who used to show up in ghettos, tell the Nazis where people were hiding, literally a moser, a rodef. And whenever this Jew would show up in the ghetto, everyone would be very afraid. They were sure that then disasters were coming. His name was Spitz. He showed up in, I think it was the Bachnia ghetto, maybe the Krakow ghetto. And right away the Chassidim around the Rebbe were afraid, because he's going to inform the Nazis that the Rebbe is here, and the Nazis were looking for the Rebbe. They put up posters all over Poland that they were looking for the Rebbe. They wanted to kill the Rebbe. And the Rebbe said, "Bring him to me." They brought him to the Rebbe, and he started to cry. And he did tshuva. He protected the Rebbe. He didn't tell the Nazis about the Rebbe. And in fact, he protected the town. So again, Jew, so far, deep down, there's a good part to him. So that's what the pasuk says, and Rav Nachman quotes it, "Va'od ma'at ve'ein rasha." There's a little bit, "Va'od ma'at," there's a little bit, "ve'ein rasha," which isn't wicked. In other words, even in the wicked person, there's a little bit that's not wicked. There's an akuda pnimis, there's an inner point within the wicked person who's not wicked. I mean, what do we need to, we don't even need to look at recent stories and go back to the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar ben Dordaya was a terrible avarian, did terrible sins, but then in one moment he did tshuva, because ein adavar tali elabi, this is dependent on me, and he found within himself, the good within himself, he did tshuva, and he came back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, became Rabbi Elazar ben Dordaya, mezuman l'chai olam haba, kona olam habasha achas, he got his world in one moment. So that's one point that Rav Nachman is talking about, that every person, even the worst Jew, deep down has a good point. Then he connects us to another point. And the other point that he connects us to is the importance of judging people favorably. So typically we would think it's important to judge people favorably. When I judge people favorably, I can get along with them. If we can have peace, you can have Avos Yisrael. All true. But here Rav Nachman is saying something even deeper. When you judge somebody favorably, you take this person and you put him into a new world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges him favorably. Because you judged him favorably, Hashem judges him favorably. And now he's in a world of schus. And now he's considered a tzaddik. The same way you're not looking at his flaws, Hashem doesn't look at his flaws. And you know what? When he's a tzaddik, and he's in the world of a tzaddik, he then does tshuva when he becomes a bigger tzaddik. The way to get someone to do tshuva is to really view this person not based on what he does, to view him based on the point within him that's good, even the worst rasha, something really good about him, to see the real good in him. And when you see that good and you don't pay attention to anything else, you just focus on that good, you bring that good up, you put this person into a world of good. And when he's in the world of good, then he becomes much better than he does tshuva. So Rav Nachman is putting together a bunch of points. A lot of Chassidus says the key to doing tshuva is there's something really good within me. But Rav Nachman's explaining the way for me to get you to do tshuva is for me to see the good in you and for me to talk about the good in you and what a wonderful person you are. Because when I say you're such a wonderful person, then I'm putting you into a world where you're wonderful, Taka, where you're really wonderful. And in this world where you're wonderful, so now you feel, oh, I want to be more wonderful. You do tshuva. Yaakov Meir Shechter records a tradition from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. The greatness of Mashiach, so Mashiach is going to be able to find the good in every single Jew. Mashiach Tzidkenu is going to find the good in every Jew. And by finding how this Jew is really good, he's going to put each Jew into the world of good. And that's going to make every Jew become good. That's Rav Nachman says. For od ma'at ve'ein rasha, there's a little bit that's not wicked. Pasuk says, "Visbonant al makomu ve'ein nenu." You look at his place, and he's not there. Haynu shah pasuk mazir. The pasuk is warning us. Ladunas hakol lekafskus, to judge everyone favorably. Va'afal pishata roashu rasha gamur, even though you see he's completely wicked. Afal pikein, even so, tzarechata lechapes, you need to search. Levakesh. And finding him a little bit of good. Shasham Eino Rasha. There he's not wicked. Zehu, that's the meaning. Va'od ma'at v'ein Rasha. Shetzarech ata levakish va'od ma'atov. You have to look and seek and find within him at least a little bit of good. Sheyesh bo adayin that he still has. Shasham Eino Rasha. There he's not wicked. Even a wicked man, there's still a little good in him. He certainly did some mitzvah, or a good thing once in his life. And through finding this little good in him, there he's not wicked, and you judge him favorably. This way you truly lift him up. Mikafcho v'lekafschus, the attribute of justice, the attribute of merit. Ad sheyashuv b'tshuva yedezeh, till he does tshuva this way. Zehu, that's the meaning of v'od ma'at v'ein rasha. A little bit and he won't be wicked. Al yedei shemotze b'harasha, od ma'ato, through finding in the rasha a little bit of good. Shasham Eino Rasha, there he's not wicked. Then Visponant al Makomo, you'll look at his place, then when he's gone. Haina Kishitis Boni Vitistak al Makomo Madrigaso, when you look at his level, Einenu Sham al Makomo Rishon, he's no longer on the same level. Kyal Yidei Shemotzimbo Od Ma'atov, through finding in him a little bit of good, Ezin Nakuda Tova, good point. The Dunan Oso Lekafschus, you judge him favorably. Al Yidei Zemotzin Oso Be'emes Mikafchov Lekafschus, this way you truly take him out from the side of flaws to the side of merit. The Zerov is Bonat Al Makomo, this is the meaning. You look at his place, Veinenu, he's no longer a Russia. Od Ma'atvein Russia, he's not a wicked person anymore, because he's left that level, he's gotten higher. Now says Rav Nachman, a person has to do the same to himself. Person always has to be sameach, has to be happy. Person has to be very far from depression. Even when a person starts to look at himself, and he sees that he has nothing good, he's filled with sins. And the Yetzirah, because he sees all of his flaws, the Yetzirah wants to make him depressed. Wants to get him down. Afal pikein osur lo lipo mizeh. Even though that's what the Yetzirah wants, the person's not allowed to get down. Rak tzarech lechapes v'limtzo ba'atmo eza ma'ato. The person has to search and find in himself a little good. Ki eich efshu shalo asa miyamav eza mitzvah. Is it possible that he never did a mitzvah, davar tov, or something good? V'afshu shemaschil lehistakel bosu adavar atov. The truth is, sometimes a person looks at a good thing that he did. He sees it so deficient. He did it for secular reasons, ulterior motives. That even the mitzvah and the holy thing that he merited to do, it's filled with selfishness, machshavos zaros, bad thoughts, pgamim harbim, many deficiencies. In kol ze ich efshe shlo yiye ba'osa mitzvah va'adavar shebekdusha eza ma'atov, but there must have been a little bit of good in this good deed. Ki al kol panim eich shehu al kol panim haya eza nekuda tova ba mitzvah va'adavar tov sh'asa. There must have been some elements of good in the good thing that he did. Tzarech adam l'chapes, a person has to look, l'vakesh, and seek. Limtso ba'atzmo, to find in himself, eizem ha'atov, a little bit of good. And he has to judge himself favorably. Same way, when you judge somebody else favorably, you put him into a world of blessings. When you judge yourself favorably, you put yourself into that world of blessings. Kedei lahachyos sesatzma. So you have to give yourself life. It's a lovely day simcha. And to be happy. And through seeking and finding in oneself a little bit of good, then in the real world of truth, in God's eyes, he leaves kafchova, the side of deficiency, the kafchus, to the side of merits. So you chalash of the tshuva, and then the person himself can do tshuva. The same way the other person does tshuva when you judge him favorably, I can do tshuva when I judge myself favorably. About me it can be said, V'od ma'at ve'in rasha leads to the V'sponantal makomo ve'inenu. Discovering the little bit within me that's not a wicked person leads me to move from this place of being a sinner into being a Baal Tshuva. Hainu. K'mo shetzichem lo denachir mekafchus. Same we have to judge others favorably. Afilus horishayim, even the wicked ones. V'limtso behem ezin akudos tovos, and find in them some points of good. V'yedezem otzien osam be'emes mikafchov lekafchus. And through finding the good in them, you really bring them into merits. B'pkinas v'od ma'at v'sponat ha'kanal. K'mo keinu etzel adam ba'atzmo. This is true about a person's self. Tzarech ladun es atzmo lekafchus. We need to judge ourselves favorably. And find in yourself a little good point. So that when a person doesn't get completely depressed, chas v'shalom. Rak adaraba, the opposite. Yechayes atzmo, give a person life. Yisamach es nafsho, make a person happy. B'ma'at ha'tov shemotze ba'atzmo, with the good that he has in himself. Nachman says you have to look and find good within yourself. You know, maybe you daven shachris. Okay, I came late, I ran to the davening, I did get to shul. It's a great thing to get out of bed, go to shul, connect to Hashem. Walking to shul, the Maharal says it's itself a mitzvah. The same way walking to the Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah, Rav Huttner explains. The Maharal says it's a bigger mitzvah to walk to a further shul than to a closer shul. Because the more you walk to shul, the more it's a mitzvah. That's what the Maharal writes. So I walk to shul. That's one good thing. Came to yeshiva. Maybe I didn't learn all the 4 hours that I had for learning. I learned for 2 hours, though. You find a good point in the 2 hours of learning. A good point in coming to shul. So when you find all these good points, they're notes. And out of notes, you make music. Music comes out of notes. Ayudei zenas nigunim. Out of this you get nigunim. Mavur b'makom acher, as Nachman explains, Chumi Zimra Sa'aretz, that the way to have nigunim, the way to have music, is to find nekudas tovos, to find good points. B'chinas menagin b'chlei zemer, shu b'chinas shemalakit aruach tovam and aruach necheya atzos ruach. Nigunim, music, is to find the good and pull it out from all the depression and all the sadness. Song of holiness is very, very high. The main nigin is through pulling the good out of the bad. Through pulling out and collecting all the good points in all of the bad. That's how you have nigunim and you have zmiris. Do a person not allowing himself to get depressed. And he gives himself life by finding good points. He gathers all this good from all the bad. Great music is created. Vazai, if you can sing, Yachal Ispalil, then you can daven. Ulazamir, then you can sing, Ulahodus Lashem. Kizayadua, it's known. Shekishadam nofu bedato machmas kashmi yusu masam arayim. When a person gets depressed because of his physicality and his evil deeds, Sheroeshu rachok ma'od mod menakdusha be'emes, because a person realizes he's so far, he's really far from holiness. Azayel Pirov, Eino Yochel Ispalo Klal Machmas said, and he can't daven. Eino Yochel Iftoach Piv Klal, he can't open his mouth. Machmas Godol Atzvus, because he's so depressed. Vamara Shchora, Vakfeidu Shinoful Olav, and he's so weighted down. Agdei Shiroa Godol Otem Richuko Me Hashem Yisbarach, he sees how far he is from Hashem. Avokishu Mechayis Atzmo Pieitza Now, when he gives himself life through finding the good. Even though he knows he has many bad deeds and many sins, he's so far from Hashem. But still, he finds some good in himself. He makes himself happy. The person has to become so happy. With every point of holiness that he finds in himself. When he gives himself life, he makes himself happy. Then he can daven. Ulazamer, and to sing. Ulahodas Lashem, and to thank Hashem. Zebchinas, this is the meaning of Azamra Lelokai Ba'odi. I'll thank Hashem with what's left of me. Ba'odi Dafka. Hainu, al yidei bechinas ha'od shali. When I get to this point, the od ma'at, shani motzi ba'atmi bechinas od ma'at vein rasha kanal. Al yidei osa nekuda, when I find in myself my od ma'at vein rasha, the little piece that isn't wicked, al yidei ze uchal azamer, then I can sing, l'hodas l'shem. Zeo azamra, azamra daika, I'll sing. Zmiros, nigunim. That you get through gathering these good points. Now Rav Nosson adds, Hizir Rabbeinu, Rav Nachman warns Zichrono Livracha, Ma'od Leilichem HaTorah Azot. He says you should walk around with this Torah, Azamra. Ki Yisod Gadol L'chol Mi Shehu Rotzeh L'Skayev L'Hashem Yisbarach. It's a tremendous principle. Anyone who wants to get close to Hashem, you don't want to lose everything, and you have to find the good in yourself. You have to make music out of all the good points within yourself. Most people that are far from Hashem, the main thing keeping them far is depression. Because they get down. They see their terrible behaviors. Each person, based on what he knows of his weaknesses, they get depressed. They get completely despondent. They don't daven with any kavana. They don't do what they even could do now. A person has to be very, very intelligent about this. All of the falls, even though it's because of bad deeds. And know that all of depression is all Yetzirah. Shemach l'shtato k'dei la'apiru l'gamri. The Yetzirah wants us to get depressed to lose our verve, to push us out of this world. Chas v'shalom. Al-Ketzichim is chazik mo'od. You have to be very strong. Leilachim ha-Torah azos. Go through life with this Torah. Lachapes u'levakesh ba'atmo. To seek in yourself. B'chol pam. Constantly. Eza ma'ato. There's got to be a little bit of good in me. Nekudas tovos. Find good points. Al-Yedeza yachayev yisamach ha-satmo. Then you give yourself life. Enjoy. Yitzapli Yeshua dying, you can look forward for hope. Yuchalis Palo, you can sing and daven, Ulahodos Lashem, Bibchinas Azamel, Lakai Baodi. Hayadeze, Yiska Lashavem, Salashem. And if you really see the good in yourself, then you end up getting close to Hashem. Yida. Shemishi Yacholas, Aseila Nigunim. The person who can make these Nigunim. Zahainu, which means Lelakit and Akudus Tovos, Shenimtza B'chol Echad Yisrael, to collect the good points that are in every Jew, Afilu Ba'aposha Yisrael, even in the sinners, Hu Yachol Ispal Lifnei Amud, he can be the Chazin. Kem Ispal Lifnei Amud, who Nikra Shliach Tzibur. The Chazin is the Shliach Tzibur. Tzarech Shia Nishlach Mikol HaTzibur. He has to be sent from the entire community. He has to gather together every good point in every one of the people davening. Bo, and all the good points will be in him. With all this good, he'll stand and daven. An emissary who has the whole community. That all these good points want to come to him. Someone who can make such music. He can judge everyone favorably. Even those who aren't serious, and those who are wicked. Ki nishtada lechapes ulevakes limtzo bekulam nekudos tovos kanal, because he's working hard to find good points in each. Al yedei zenasim negunim, through that you have music. That tzaddik sheochid v'madregazos, that's the tzaddik who has this level. Hu yachalios chazin, he can be a chazin, ushliach tzibur. Dainalis paulis nea amud. He has this level that's needed for a shliach tzibur ha'hagun be'emes. It was really correct. That all the good points should want to come to him. They should be included in him. He can gather together all the good points that are in every Jew, Afilu B'Poshe Yisrael, even in the sinners, Kanal, as we've seen. V'dan, you should know. Sheyesh b'chol dor v'dor roa. Every generation has a shepherd. V'hu b'chinos Moshe. He's the Moshe of the generation. Shehu raya mehimna, who was the loyal shepherd. That's what the Zohar calls Moshe Rabbeinu. V'zeh roa hu osem mishka. This shepherd is the one who establishes the Mishkan. V'dash, a tinokel shabbeis rabban, children who are learning in yeshiva, makablim hevel pihem, they get their breath. Shein bochet, which has no sin, mizeh ha-mishkan, from this Mishkan. V'alkein ha-tino kishematcha likos ulikonis batorah, u'maschum in vayikru el-moshe. That's why children, when they start learning, they start with vayikru el-moshe. Shu aleph ze'ira, and there's a little aleph in the word vayikra, ki vayikra midaber, migmara kamas ha-mishkan, because vayikra starts after the Mishkan was established. Sha'az kro Hashem yizbarach, that's when Hashem called to him, v'hizku ledaber imo mea mishkan, he started to talk to him from the Mishkan. Malkein misham maschilu matinokos, that's where the children start from there. Ki misham makabim hevel piyam kanal, because they get such a pure breath from the Mishkan. That's how they go into Torah. The dasha kol tzaddikim shebedor, and know that every tzaddik of a generation, kol echad ve'echad u bechinas roa, each one is a shepherd. Ki bechol echad ve'echad yesh fo bechinas Moshe, each one is like Moshe. Bechol echad ve'echad ufi bechinasa hu osa bechinas mishkan, and each one builds a mishkan. Shemisham mekav matinokos hevel piyam kanal, that's where the children get their breath. Bechol echad ufi bechinasa, each one on his level. Based on the type of mishkan he makes, that's how he has children who get from that, little kids who get from that mishkan. Each tzaddik has a certain amount of children who are getting kedusha and their breath from him. Kol echad lefi bechinasa. זה בחינס מה שאמרו רבוסינו זכרונם לברכה שתינוקוס נתפס מלבון הדור שנאמר ראי אז כדי עושייך על משכנוס הרואים שמסמשכנין על הרואים וזהו על משכנוס הרואים שמקבם הבל פיה מבחינס המשכנוס של הרואים דיינו הצדיקים שבדור שכל אחד עושה משכן כנה Each tzaddik makes a mishkan and out of the mishkan that tzaddik makes out of the sanctuary that he makes the children get a special holiness and the ability to speak pure thoughts, pure Torah, Torah without sin. Achleda kol zos, da'ayinu l'das kol tzadik v'tzadik, ezehem atinoko shayochem lo, v'kamehim akabim menu, v'leda kol abachinish yesh b'zeh, v'ador shiyavu mehem adasof, da mi shiyuchol asas negunim anal hu yachol leda kol zos. Nachman says, but who can know this? Who can know which children are connected to which tzaddik? And what's going to come out of these children? Someone who knows how to make nigunim. You know how to make nigunim when you can find all the good in people. That's the secret of the Mishnah in Masech HaShabbos. Be'emesamru, hachazin roa heichan atinokos korim. Hachazin, dahayinu mishi yachol asas hanigunim anal. Someone who can make these nigunim, shu yachol yos chazin ushliach tzibur lespalif nea amud kanal. He's the person who can be the chazin, who roe v'yodea heichan atinokos korin. He knows where the children are reading. Hainu eitzel eze tzadikim akabim hevel piyem. He knows which tzadik is giving them life. Shal yado, through him, him korim v'nechnasim ba'atora kanal. They enter into Torah. This is the Torah of Nachman. And it's the Tina Rebbe on Purim, of Shushan Purim, of Tafshin Samach Dalid, said a beautiful, beautiful point about this. Nachman teaches that a person has to find good within himself. And through finding good within himself, a person in fact goes into a world of good. And when he's in a world of good, he can do tshuva. Now, the finding the pieces of good is what enables music. That's how you have music. That's a zamer lelokai ba'odi. I sing to Hashem with the od ma'at in Russia. Someone who can bring together all this good, he is the person who can be a chazin, because he can bring all the good together. That's Rav Nachman taught. And then he brings it, then Rav Nachman connects it to the learning of children. Hevel piyam shel tinoka. Why? The learning of children is a learning with no sin. It's a learning that's a pure learning. There's no sin in the learning of children. The learning with no sin is the point of good that's within each of us. The point of good that's in me is that I was once a child who learned Aleph Beis. That can't be sullied. That can't be ruined. That's the pure point. This is Pshat in the Kruvin. Go into the holiest of holies. In the innermost chambers. Pnim shebifnim. And what do you have there? You have the faces of children. In the Kruvin were the faces of babies. Because the Kodesh HaKadoshim is the point of no sin. So if you want to be a chazan, you want to be a leader of a community, whether you're davening in front of the community, or you're teaching to a community, or you're guiding a community, You have to be able to be like the Kohen Gadol who goes into the Kodesh HaKadashim and sees the purity of children. You have to see in each member of your community, mamish, how they are kruvim. There's a point within them that's really all good. When you bring together all these points that are all good, then you make nigunim. So the Rebbe added that maybe that's Yeshayahu HaNavi. You find that Yeshayahu HaNavi was punished when he said, "B'toch am tneis fasayim anochi yoshev." I'm sitting in a nation of defiled lips. Then the Gemara says that in Sanhedrin that Menashe killed him by his mouth. So what was such a big deal here? Why was this so terrible? Maybe the answer is because Yeshaya, his job was to be the Mevaser Yeshuos. His job is to bring good news, to bring Nechama. And that's what his mouth was for. His mouth should have been to speak about how good things are coming to the Jews. The world of Schus. Not to criticize Klal Yisrael, but especially to tell them that they have defiled lips. Defiled lips. It's the opposite of Hevel Piyam Shel Tinokel Shel Beis Rabbah. The opposite of the pure lips of children who learn Torah, which is all pure. Yeshayahu HaNavi should have been finding the good in them. And when he finds the good, he brings them into the world of good, and he brings them a Yeshua. How does the book of Yeshayahu begin? Chazon Yeshayahu ben Amoz. Because he's the Chazon. He's the Chazon who has to find all the good within every Jew. To find the little part of a baby that's inside of me. That's why Yeshayahu HaNavi says, Hine Anochi Vayeladim Asher Nasan Li Hashem Lo'osos Ulamofsim BiYisrael. Here I am with the children that Hashem has given me for wonders in the Jewish people. Yeshayahu HaNavi, he's the one who has the power to find the good in each one. This is the level of how the Kohen Gadol would walk in Yom Kippur into the place of the Kruvim, because he would find the good point within each one. And that's in fact what brought the Kapara. Just as a sign, Zos Yavo Aaron El HaKodesh Befar. Befar is letters Resh Pei Beis. That's this Torah. Torah Resh Pei Beis. Zos Yavo Aaron El HaKodesh. If you want to go into the holy, you have to go through life with the Torah of Azamra. The Torah Resh Pei Beis. To go and to see that everyone has a good point. They were once Tinokel Shel Beis Rabban. They were children with pure Torah, Torah that had no sins. We have to find that childlike nature in every Jew. Then we can be shepherds. And then we can be chazanim. Then we can be Baalei Teshuva. We have to find it in ourselves and in everybody else.